This has been, 18 months that we've been working on this trade situation with China, and we're still hoping to get something done. Where would you gauge where we're sitting at this point?
Well, cautiously optimistic is where we're kind of going with it. You know, we see this phase one deal being talked about. We need these presidents to sit down, you know, sign something. It just shows good faith that we're going to move forward here. And then really the devil's in the details. You know, is it going to be $10 billion worth of egg sales? Going to be $50 billion? You know, no one really knows until it happens. And then really, does China fulfill those obligations, or do they use non-tariff barriers to stop at the border? So when those soybeans leave our ports and get over there and they're getting used and getting paid for, then I'll get pretty excited.
So how has this changed the trade situation long term? Obviously, we know what happened short term, but what does this mean to us 5 years down the road?
Well, it just really resets how the world looks at trade. I think we're not going to get all of China's market back. We're not going to get the same percentage. We might get dollars back, similar, if this deal done, but we're not going to probably get that percentage back. But what it did to us is we were already looking for markets and advancing those other markets with USEC, and it really just made the hyper-awareness that we needed to advance that relationship up. And you're starting to see other places realize the high-quality soybeans coming to the U.S. and how easy it is to get them, and I think that's going to really help us in the future.
We always are looking at that PNW area. Are we finding markets that we can serve through that market?
Yeah, Southeast Asia, really, definitely. And we're working within our collaboration with the Dakotas and Minnesota on that essential amino acids. And we're really hammering that out, that whole mindset that crude protein isn't really what you want to look at for a diet. You want to look at essential amino acids. And our northern soybeans really shine in that digestibility of those amino acids.
So certainly not just China. We got USMCA, you mentioned Europe, Japan. There's a lot of different things that interesting, all the moving parts at this point.
Well, yes, and that's why USMCA is so key here, is to get that passed, show the rest of the world that this Congress will actually pass a trade deal with this administration, and really sets the tone for all the rest of these, just a kind of a domino effect, we're hoping, to get the rest of these in place.
You confident we'll get that vote done before the end of the year?
We're hopeful. I said as farmers, I was hopeful that 19 was going to be better than 18. I was wrong, but you know, now 20 is going to be better than 19. I just know it.
So give me an idea from your area in southwest Minnesota, what's the year been like?
It's been rough. You know, we started okay. We got a few acres of corn in, and then it started raining like everybody else. It just stayed wet into June. A lot of acres went in that first, second week of June. Cool temperatures, never really got warm. We're behind the whole way. We got to harvest, and beans are down anywhere from 10 to 20 bushels the acre. Some guys got a little better if they got them in early, but corn is the same. You know, anywhere from 100 bushels. We had some windstorm go through there. I heard a one in field goal 50 because it was all snapped off and broke, all the way up to the 220. And so it's all over variable. If you had tile, if you had the right hybrid, if you got it in early, or if you didn't and you got real light, kind of yucky corn.
Well, like you said, hopefully something better in 20.
You know, I said last year it can't be any worse, and then 19 came along. So I'm not going to say it can't be any worse, but we're hoping it's better. Definitely hope it's better.